I understand that Rabbi Einstein was here when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I think. So he's again collecting this year, like every year, for Matanis Levianims, in case people want to give through him. Many different organizations, in case you want to give through his organization. It's a one-man organization. In case you want to give through Rabbi Einstein, he make out checks to his shul that's called Congregation Toru Tefila. You can give the checks to me or to Rabbi Korsky. Rabbi Korsky was here when he came, so he agreed to be the Gabbai this year. In case anybody wants to give to the Svevo Ginsberg, who's here last week, you make out checks to the congregation Avos Tzedakah V'Chesed, and I have an envelope here. Okay. We left off in the middle of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Shimon holds that in order for Eichel to be Mekabel Tumah, has to be mutar b'hanor. If you have oichel she'iyati yochel l'hachal l'acherim, you can't feed it to a Jew or to a non-Jew. Then he learns up in the pasuk that it can't be mekabel tumah. So what would be an example? The first example would be basa b'cholav shem. Basa b'cholav is asa b'hanor. So the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara Menachas quotes at Tosef to know. Reb Shimon is moida by basa b'cholav hol v'hoysol o'shas ha'koshem. The basar was able to be mekabel tumah before, and the cholov was able, each one independently, could have been mekabel tumah before you cook them together. They become asur b'hanor only after you cook them together. So since hoysal or shas hakosher originally was mutar b'hanor, even though you cook it together and you make it now asur b'hanor, it's still able to be mekabel tumah even after you cooked it together. Sure. So when would he? What is an example of a case that Isuri Hanoa? Would he have a case of Isuri Hanoa that lo hoysal lo shas hakosher? Or lo? Okay, or lo. The fruit grows on a tree. So from the first minute that it was kolzman that it's mechubit to the tree, it's not called an eichel. It's dumb. It's not royal kabel tumah. From the first minute that he plucked it off in the tree, it was also b'hanoa. Kloi hakerem, fine. Lo hoysal lo shas hakosher. Shoran Iskol. What's the story with Shoran Iskol? Also, lohoysol oshas hakosher. Even though the shor, before it killed an Adam, and before the bezin made the gemar din, the Shoran Iskol becomes also manua once the bezin makes the gemar din. So the shor was a year old, or 2 years old, until it killed the Adam, until the bezin made the gemar din. So that should be hoysol oshas hakosher. So Tosis quotes this gigantic Tosis, Dima Maschol Paro. They quote from the Gemara, and Zvachim and Menachas, from the Tosefta's that the Gemara quotes, that's not called hoysol oshas hakosher. An animal, while it's alive, doesn't have a shem oichel. So from the first minute that the animal was dead, lo hoysol oshas hakosher. It was also b'hanor from the moment of the gemar din, and from the time that it died, it was lo hoysol oshas hakosher. What about paraduma? What about parim hanisrafim? Paraduma is also b'hanor. It's kodesh. Parim hanisrafim, esirim hanisrafim, korbanos. Korbanos are, korbanos, while they're alive, they don't have a shem oichel. After you shechted, it's taka, it's still also ba'anah, up until the time you do this rika sana. It depends what kind of a korban it is. If it's an oila that no one's going to eat, so then it should follow that it's not royal kabel tumah, because it's also ba'anah, it's also ba'achil, also ba'anah. Also, b'achila is not enough for Reb Shimon to declare that it's not mekabel tumah. Ochel she'iyati ochel l'hachla acher means that it's also b'hanor. But all the korbanos are also b'hanor. So if it's a chatos and noshem and a shlomim and a pesach and those kind of korbanos that are eaten, so while they're alive, it doesn't have a shem ochel. After you shecht it, so then if you'll do this rikas hadam, then it'll be muta b'achila. What if you never do this rikas hadam? So the Gemara says the theoretical kol oimed lizrik is arik domi. That's the Gemara here on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Since it's oimed lizrik, so that's called that it's enough. That it's called oichel shata yochel lahach lachem. Oichel shata roi lahach lachem doesn't mean it actually is muta bahanua. It means that it ever have the theoretical possibility that it lent itself to be muta bahanua. So all the korbanos, once you do, while they're alive, so the Rasa Bahanoa, there's no shame oichel. So live animals are not mekabel tumah. There's one opinion in the Gemara, Tosis quotes. They're both Dibra Maschal Parah. The end of the first, the little Tosis, as opposed to the big Tosis. The top Tosis on Ein Zayin and Aleph, at the end of that Tosis, they refer you to Chulin. Dafayin Heyamad Aleph, where there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosef Aglili and all the other Tanoim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that live fish and a ben pekuah, which don't need any shechita, are ready mekabel tum. I can catch, you don't have to do anything to be misakin the live fish that it should be mutabachil. You don't need shechita. A live fish is mutabachil. A ben pekuah does need shechita. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili's opinion is that dogim and ben pekuah mekabel tum the way they are. We don't accept that opinion. We paskin, how does Taisus quote the Loshon? Chiyusan itaharosan. According to the Rabban, according to the majority of the Tanaim. Live animal doesn't have a shema. So if you have a live paraduma or a live korbanis, so live animals are not mekabel tumah. There's nothing to discuss. The shaila is after you shecht it. So after you shecht it, so if it's going to be an oilo, so the shechting is not going to change anything. It's going to be asabahana throughout. It's never going to change. If it's a korban that is eaten, either by zichrei kahuna or by the bailim or by both, whatever, so then after you'll do the zrikas hadam, so fine. So then it'll be, then Rav Shimon holds it'll be called, Rav Shimon holds that korbanus is called shechita shein ruya, unless you do the zrikas hadam. Once you do the zrikas hadam, then it's called shechita haruya. Here we're not talking about shechita haruya, here we're talking about a different thing. Here we're talking about ochashat yochal lahachal acherim. So parah aduma and the parim hanistrofim, nobody eats. So even after you shecht it, it should be like oila. Even after you shecht it, it remains yisurei hanor. It's not going to change. So the Gemara says, no, but there's a split. The Tosis quotes a Tosefta more b'harchove. Tosis quotes a Tosefta that our Gemara quotes on Ein Zayin and Aleph, but a little more b'harchove. The Reb Shimon is splitting, distinguishing between par adoma as opposed to parim hanisrof and mesirim hanisrof. Let's say if you have an oila, which no one eats, a parim hanisrof, nobody eats it. So it doesn't even have the theoretical potential of being nivda. Why not? Because it's a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. Korbanos can only be nivda if they get a mum kavua. Mum kavua, but you just shechted it. So Tosis explained, shechita killing the animal is a mum. That's the Tosis on Ayin Vav and Aleph. But that doesn't qualify as a mum kavua to be poida. Has to be the yesh loyma. Tosis said at the end, mum shehu mechaim chashe mum liftes al yoda. Mum galach hamisa. That doesn't count. You can't say that killing the animal, ain lecha mum gadol mizeh. We don't accept that. Okay. So the parim hanisrofim, mesirim hanisrofim are korban oila, that it can't be nifte. The wallab is alive, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not called doichel. Chiyusim et taharosam. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. While it's alive, there's nothing to discuss. Yeah. You don't even need to disagree. Rabbi Yosef Aglili doesn't say it either over here. Rabbi Yosef Aglili only holds by dogim. And then Peku, which Amuta Bachila, the way they are, so he holds that that's Mekabutum. If you're talking about a korban, an animal that needs Shechita, even Rabbi Yosef Aglili agrees that it's not Mekabutum of its lives. But live animals are Bechal, they're not called Oichal at all. And after you shech the Purim HaNisrafim in the Oila, so nothing changes. It doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. But by Pur Aduma, it lent itself to Pidyon while it was alive, which is irrelevant, because it lends itself to Pidyon while it's alive, it doesn't get a shame Oichal. Live animals don't have a shemach, but even after you shechted it, it still lends itself to bidya. That's the machlokes satanayim. The Tosefta in Pora, the top Tosefta sanayin zayinim and base. The Tosefta in Pora Perak Aleph disagrees with the Reb Shimon. That's the Rabban of the Reb Shimon. The Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph and base says that this is a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabban. The Tosefta in Pora Perak Aleph says that after shechita, we declare chatas kai rachmana that the Pora Aduma does no longer lend itself to bidya. And Rav Shimon disagrees, and he holds that it lends itself to pidyon even after shechita. There must be some cutoff point. So Tosis suggests on the top of Ein Zayinim and off top Tosis that after hazor, when you shech the paraduma, you have to be mazed adam noichach pesach el moy. So after the hazor, even Rav Shimon agrees that it's called chatas kai rachmana that it no longer lends itself to pidyon. So you have this space of time in between the shechita. Kol zman it's alive, it doesn't have a shem moichach. After it's geshochten, before you do this, according to the Rabbanon, after it's geshochten, it's already chatas kai rachmana, you already began the avodas. So then it no longer lends itself to pidyon. The pidyon would be that Tosis wanted to say that all the Tanaim agree that por adum is kocha berek habayis. Tosis says, not that you purchase it from berek habayis funds, no, that's for sure. You purchase it from Shumas Alishka funds, that's the Mishnah Shkola. And then Tosis discussed two opinions. What kind of business is that? How can you buy a paraduma from Trumas Alishka, from Achzah Shekel money? Machza shekel money is for karbonis, and they claim over here that l'chola days, they don't think there ever was a Tana who said that the parah aduma is kachim is bech. Everybody agrees that it's kachim better kabbai. So don't push it like that. So how can you buy it from tumas alishka font? So one suggestion Tosis made was that it's late bez masna and achinami. It's an exception to the rule. The rule really is that once a shekel money goes for the purpose of purchasing karbanis tzibur. And paradum is not nishken carbon, period. Forget about carbon tzibur kam yochid. It's not a carbon. You do avoidus to it, but it's not a carbon at all. So really, it must be based on leib bezna masna alein. That bezna has a right, like hefke bezna. Hefke bezna has the right to take the money that's kodesh and declare that it's not kodesh, and to use the money to pay the salaries of the malam, the hilchas kmitza lekohanim. So similarly, they use part of the money of machza shekel, which is really designated min haTorah for the purpose of kabbalasi, but they use part of the money to buy paradum every 100-150 years or so. That's one suggestion. Then Tosfos says, maybe apila below bezin masna, maybe you could even do it without lay bezin masna aleim. Maybe that's a din minatora, that since you do avoidus to it, so maybe has minatora has the status of you treat it like a korban sibah, even though it's not a korban at all. Even though it's not a korban at all. So Tosfos is not sure. But they say, it's like a paradox. They say, they think l'chol adeis, all the tanaim agree that por aduma is not kachim mizbech. They all agree that it's not kachim mizbech. You can't call it kachim berek abayis. It has kedusha. It's not kachim berek abayis. Kachim berek abayis is clean up, paint up, fix up. To build the Beis HaMikdash, you know. This is not, it's not kachim mizbech, it's not a korban, it's not kachim berek abayis. So Tosfos thinks all the tanaim agree that it's not kachim mizbech, and all the tanaim agree that it is purchased from machzis hashekel money. Either that's really, either that's based on the rule, or that's an exception to the rule. They're not sure exactly how that goes. So again, so all the Tanaim agree that the paraduma really is not kachim mizbeach, and really it shouldn't need a mum kavua in order to be paida. Kachim that are not kachim mizbeach don't require a mum kavua to be paida. So everyone should agree they should be able to be paida a paraduma. So while the paraduma is alive, everybody agrees that you can be paida. Yeah, the bezin buys, they take the machzis hashekel money. Either they wave the magic wand and they say lei bezin masna. They don't have to say lei bezin masna. One way or the other, they take machzis hashekel money. They buy a paraduma. Then they decide they want to sell it and buy a different paraduma. They decide we don't need a paraduma this year. We made a mistake. We don't need a paraduma. So they sell it to the highest bidder. So Tosfos says everyone would agree that paraduma could be niftis. Nobody holds that it's kachim mizbech that you have to have a mum kavua to be paid. But the machlekes satanaim, what the Gemara says in Shavuos Yeralvim is, machlekes satanaim is, when does the din of chattas kai rachmanis set in that prevents you from being poyda? So the Rabbanan, the Chachamim in the Tosef, the Emporah Perek Aleph say, once you do the shechita, you can't be poyda. Reb Shimon holds it, even after the shechita, there's still a window of opportunity, you can still continue to be poyda. Pora niftas hagabi marachosa. Reb Shimon holds he can still be poida. The Rabbanan holds he can be poida paraduma only up until shechita. Reb Shimon holds, first Tosfos is not sure whether the Rabbanan's din is only made the Rabbanan or menator. Then they think it must be menator. From the way the Gemara presents in the Shavuos Daf Yudalef, the Chachamim of the Reb Shimon disagree with Reb Shimon menator. That once you shech the paraduma, you did the avodah rishonah, so you can't be poida menator. And Reb Shimon holds he can still be poida up until a certain point, up until you do the hazor sadam. So Tosfos says since at that time you can be poided, calls man that the paraduma is alive. Says that you can't say it has a shem oichel. Live animals are not chiyusim mitarosim. It's not called oichel. So when did it have a shem oichel? After it's dead. After it's dead, it's also bano. The paraduma remains also bano. But if it has the theoretical potential, even though the mice and no one's going to do it, it has the theoretical potential that someone can be poided. So then it's called oichel shataroi. So that's what the Gemara says. Since in between the Shechita and the Hazua Sadam, Nochach Pesach Ol Moed, it had the theoretical potential of being paid, even though no person in his right mind is going to do it. Why should the Bezin allow anybody to be paid? But since there is such a theoretical possibility, so that's called Hol V'Hoysol Oshasa Koshis. Even after the Hazua Sadam, Nochach Pesach Ol Moed, we'll still say that it's like a barsa b'cholav. After you cook it together and it's also banua, it's still mekabel tuma because hol v'hoysol lo shas hakosha. Because it had before I cooked the barsa b'cholav together. Each one was considered echoshe atu yochal lahach lacher. So it's still mekabel tuma even after you cook it together. Same to soto over here. Paraduma while it's alive is not mekabel tuma. After it's dead, it has a shem oichel. We begin to discuss it has a shem oichel. So the Rabbanan say shayin. So it's makabel tumah. What is it to discuss? Isurei hanorah makabel tumah. No shayla. Paradum is makabel tumah. Everything is makabel tumah. Why not? But Reb Shimon has this idea that Rechu she'ati atiochal lahach lacherem is not makabel tumah. So he has to come up with this chiddush even after you did the hazor nechaf pesach al moed. And no longer lends itself to pinyon, since in between the shechita and hazoras adam, it could have theoretically had a pinyon. So that's called hoil v'hoisal v'shas hakosh. So it's mekabel tuma. So that's Reb Shimon's. That's Reb Shimon's vart over here. What does the Taptosis raise an issue? There is a din of chibas hakodesh machshir rosam. What's that din of chibas hakodesh machshir rosam? Taptosis assumes that it's a din deraisa. The din is that, let's say, a korban is makabel tuma. Let's say I have a flesh from a korban. A korban is makabel tuma, even if it didn't have heksha. Normally, the din is that oichlam arola makabel tuma. The four things that are makabel tuma are the mikelim, oichlam, and mashkims. Oichlam has a din. Oichlam is only makabel tuma if you wash the oichlam. Let's say a baby is born that never gave him a bath. A Jewish baby. Never ever washed him. So the din is it's makabel tuma, even though he never had any heksha. Mashkim don't need heksha, the Gemara says. Mashkim aludim makabel tuma. Mashkim are more susceptible to tuma than makabel tuma, even though they were never in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. Kelim. Kelim are makabel tuma, even though he never washed them off. Special din by oichlam. Oichlam are only makabel tuma if they were once huchshu makabel tuma. Have an apple. It doesn't mean you have to wash off the whole apple with one of the Zayin Mashkim. As long as one of the Zayin Mashkim came in contact with any part of the apple, so the whole apple is already huchshu makabel tuma. So the Mishnah says in Chulin, in the second parakah, whenever you shecht an animal, so the neck is all full of dam. So dam that comes out, dam shanasham yotzebo. So dam of an animal, dam shanasham yotzebo. If you bleed a little bit, that's not much of a kabel tumor. Dam chalolim yishteh. The pasuk says that the dam of Adam is considered a mashke. It's one of the zayin mashkim. So that's only dam chalolim yishteh. If it's dam shanasham yotzebo. The dam only slaps up the neck. The neck of the animal is going to be all full of dam. It's all over the floor. There's going to be dam all over the place. It's not going to be on the legs of the animal, but the whole animal is huchshu l'kabtum. Like if I have an apple, and I in one half of the apple, one niyut, less than 50% of the apple, comes in contact with one of the zayin mashkim, so the whole apple is huchshu l'kabtum. So here, when I shecht an animal, the neck of the animal gets all full of dam, shanashama yotzbo, so the whole animal is huchshu l'kabtum. Let's say you're talking about Bisar Karbonis are Mekabel Tumah. So Bisar Karbonis all the time, while the animal is alive, the din is, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. That's Chiyusim et Tarosim, nothing to discuss. Even Rabbi Yosef Lili would agree, because it needs Chita. Rabbi Yosef Lili only disagrees that Chiyusim et Tarosim by Ben Peku and by Dogi, which don't need any Chita. You can walk over and eat it the way it is. He holds that that's called Eichel. We hold no, all live animals are not called Eichel. So the din is that let's say I have a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. So the mincha is makabel tumah even if it's never rinsed off with water. The ma'aseh, the mincha was always rinsed off with water. They're not going to use dirty kernels of grain and grind them up and bring a dirty korban. They used to wash off, polish off the kernels of grain to remove all the dirt. The Gemara says they always did lesisa. We're not allowed to do lesisa on the matzahs for Pesach. Lesisa is to bleach. We always buy bleached flour. It's always white. In Russia, they're still 1,000 years behind the time. 2,000 years behind the time. So in certain areas in Russia, so you can get unbleached flour. They grind up the grain the way it is. They don't clean it off. They don't clean out the dirt. You get the dirty, what the Gemara calls pas hadro, dirty, gray matzahs that are not clean. So we have all the bleached grain. So, but for Pesach, the Gemara says you're not allowed to bleach the kernels of grain, because if you wash them off the water, you may make it into chametz. Lisisa was always required by Menachas. Menachas also, you're not allowed to let them become chametz. The Gemara says, no, the lisisa was done, the Menachas are done in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody is on their toes over there. The Beis Nagadol is on behind everybody, watching that they do everything properly. So lisisa in the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah, to do it on the menachas, that it should be clean. It's not miyakev. If you didn't do the season, the menachas will be kosher also. So the Ma'aseh said that the menachas also had hechsher eichon. What could be some eichon on the Beis HaMikdash? I don't know. what could be some korban that never had any hechsher l'kabel tuma? I don't know, it's hard to imagine. So there must be some. So the Gemara says, if you have a korban that never had any hechsher l'kabel tuma, never rinsed off, so the din is that it's still mekabel tuma. Why? That's called chibas hakodesh machshir osam. If the food never had hechsher, so the din is that it doesn't have a shem oichel. Kol oichel ashiochel, as I say, ashiochel olav mayim, yitma. If you rinse it off, then it has a shem oichel. If you didn't rinse it off, it doesn't have a shem oichel. But in the Beis HaMikdash, if something is korba gabi hamizbeach, then it has a shem oichel as machol shalom mizbeach. So that Tosis assumes that that's a din deraisa. Chibis hakodesh machshir osam. The Gemara says also that Eitzim Ulevoina, I have the Samim that I'm going to burn on the Mizbech HaKtoris, on the Mizbech HaZov, on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Or I have logs, Eitzim, that I'm going to burn on the Mizbech. Eitzim is not Roy Lachilas Odom. Michael Behem is not Makabal Tuma, only Michael Odom. Michael Odom. So Eitzim Ulevoina is not Michael Odom, it's not Roy Lachilas Odom. The Gemara says, learns that from a Pasuk, doesn't matter. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk that Eitzim Ulevoina are also Makabal Tuma. Why chibas hakodesh machshir osam? Since it's called machol shalom mizbeach, so it's mekabel tumah. So Tosfos quotes a gemara in the end of, where's the gemara? In the end of Menachos, I think. Yeah. The end of Menachos, that chibas hakodesh machshir osam even applies to por aduma. Why? Because the gemara is the kasha. Gemara is the funny kasha. According to Reb Shimon, who holds kol haimid lisraif, Kisorif Dami. So how is the Paraduma Mekabel Tuma at all? You should say since it's Aymed Lisraif, it's like Afra Bialma. Kisorif Dami, I should treat it like Afra Bialma. So if it's Afra Bialma, it's not, it's a piece of flesh. Paraduma right now is a piece of flesh. It happens to be Osabana, it's Kodesh, nobody was paid it yet. So Reb Shimon is, so the Chachamim say the piece of flesh and Mekabel Tuma. What about here? It's Roy Lachilus Adam, it's Osabana, no one's allowed to eat it. We're not allowed to give it to a goy either because it's Kodesh. But the piece of flesh is Roy Lachiba, theoretically, so the Chacham holds Mekabel Tuma. The whole problem is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon should say, since it's also Ma'anah, it's not Mekabel Tuma. So he says, that's okay. It's also Mekabel Tuma because the whole Behoi Salosh HaSakosh. Fine. So Reb Shimon is also happy that the flesh of the Paradum is Mekabel Tuma. So Gemara Frek Takashe, at the end of Menachos, I think, the end of Menachos, how can the flesh of the paraduma be mekabel tuma? But Reb Shimon holds kol haimid lisraif kisorif dami, so I should treat it as if it's a pile of ashes, and a pile of ashes is not mekabel tuma. A funny kasha. The Teretz says Reb Shimon never said that. The Gemara finally comes to the maskana. Reb Shimon never said that. The Havamina was a mistake. Reb Shimon only said kol haimid lift is kipari dami kol haimid lisraif kisorif dami kol haimid lisraif kisorif dami. He said it whenever there's a din that depends on theoretical potential. Shchita horuuya. So even if the shchita right now you shecht an animal and sasa b'achila, so Reb Shimon should say shchita shein ruuya lav shma shchita. But if it has the theoretical potential of having zrika sadam, a carbon has the potential of having zrika sadam, so that's called the shchita horuuya. Or he says it by oichel shati ochal lahachal achem. If it's roy lahachal achem, if it has a potential, but he never said it. Then the other everything kolaim at least rev kisarv dam. He said it's afra be'alma. Afra Bialma is not Mekabel Tuma. He never said that. That's the final teretz that the Gemara gives. But before the Gemara comes to the final answer, to the conclusion there, so the Gemara's first answer is, despite the fact that Kolayim and Lisraf Kisarav Dami, it's considered as if it's a heap of ashes. A heap of ashes is not Roy Lachilos Adam. No, but Eitzim Levayna is also not Roy Lachilos Adam. So why is Eitzim Levayna Mekabel Tuma? Chibas HaKodesh, Machshir Osam, because it's Machwal HaShem HaMizbeach, Lach Mashalishim, the Gemara sometimes calls it. Lachmo shalishim. It's the food for the fires, that we're going to burn that fire and give this as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since it's lachmo shalishim, so it has a shem oichel, the eitzim alavani. So the same over here. Even though I should have declared that por aduma is kol haimid lisraif kisarv dam, should be treated like a heap of ashes, like an afra bialma. We say, so the Gemara answers, so it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. So the Gemara answers that chibas HaKadosh machshir osam. Yeah. In the final answer, the Gemara says you don't need that. The whole kasha was based on a mistake. So Tosfos is not sure whether that didn't, the second Tosfos, Bara Metama, Tosfos is not sure whether that word of Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Osam, that it applies even to Paraduma, but it's not Lach Mashal Mizbeach. You're not going to burn the Paraduma on the Mizbeach. You're going to burn it on the Har HaZeisim, on the Har HaMishkan. Is that also called the mesupik? Is that chibis hakodesh min haTorah? Is that chibis hakodesh min derabban? So they're not sure exactly. What's the difference whether you say that something is mekabel tumah min haTorah, something is mekabel tumah min derabban? Bottom line, it's mekabel tumah. Why do we break our head so much to figure out which dinim are deraisa, which dinim are derabban? Bottom line, the thing is mekabel tumah. So Tosis and the gigantic Tosis parametama. Tosis says, I'll tell you nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether you saw a truma of a kachin. There's a din of mishmeres trumoisai. And the Gemara learns after that passing, mishmeres trumoisai, you have to be careful with the truma to see to it that it doesn't become nitma. And the first daf and chulin, that base on the base, Rashi writes that if there's a din by truma like that, mishmeres trumoisai, so it's a kalvachayma by kachin. So the Gemara assumes always like that. The Gemara never tells you what the pasuk is by kachim. Rashi says it's a kavachemer from the truma. The makar is mishmeres truma. So you have to be mishama the truma that it shouldn't become nitma. You have to be mishama it shouldn't get spoiled either. You shouldn't leave it out of the refrigerator that it should get ruined. You shouldn't leave it in the location where the mice can eat it. You have to be careful to see to it that it doesn't become nifsa achila. You also have to be careful it shouldn't become nitma that it'll be nifsa achila because it didn't. So that din of mishmeres trumais applies equally to truma and kachim. What happens if the truma becomes nitmes? It does become nitmes, or the kachim become nitmo. Then it's a mitzvah to burn it. Pasuk and chumash that pigal noisa tomei is a mitzvah min haTorah to burn. And the same is true by truma. Kishem shemitzvah lisrav es hakachim shenitmo kach mitzvah lisrav es truma shenitmes. That's a gemara in Baba Madlikim. So Tosis here claims this is a problem. Tosis here writes that din that you're allowed to burn truma v'kachim, and it's a mitzvah to burn truma v'kachim, if they become nitmu, that's only if they become nitmu min haTorah. But if they become nitmu min derabbanan, min haTorah, it's a mitzvah to eat it. Min haTorah, there's a din mishmeres trumos, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to let it become tummy, you're not allowed to burn it either. So what do you mean? I'm taking totally tohar dika truma v'kachim, and I'm burning it. On the level of the raisi, you're violating mishmeres trumos. On the level of the Rabbanon, it was mekabel tumah mid Rabbanon, so you can't eat it. So on the level of the Rabbanon, you should burn it. But how can you burn it? How can you have a dinder a chumer mid Rabbanon? A chumer dosi lekula. They made a chumer mid Rabbanon that the truma v'kachim mekabel tumah. So because of the dinder Rabbanon that they made a chumer that the truma v'kachim mekabel. That said, they said a din over here of chibus hakodesh mid Rabbanon. This is not sure. The din of chibus hakodesh. Din of Chibus HaKadosh by Korbanos Tosis assumes is a din deraisa. Din of Chibus HaKadosh by Por Aduma because not Nisraf Agabi HaMizbeach. It never had a Kiddush Kli. It's not Lachma Shalishin. It's a different kind of Kotshim over here. So they're not sure whether that's deraisa or the Rabban. So Tosis says you can't have a Chumra mid the Rabbanon that's going to bring about a Kula. On the level of deraisa, the Chumra v'Kotshim HaTohor. And you're going to say that since with the Rabbanon it's Tomei, so you're allowed to burn it. But on the level of the Raisa, you're in violation of Mishmeres Trumos. That's what Tosis assumes in the big Tosis, Parah Metamei. This is Tosis in Chagiga. In the third parak in Chagiga, Tosis has stiras galore from all over Shas about this topic. Also a gigantic Tosis, not as big as this Tosis, half the size of this gigantic Tosis. So Tosis in Chagiga has stiras. And it's a problem. It's a problem how to define when yes and when no. When do you say that if Chumah v'Kachim is Tamei mid Rabbanon, so it's useless. You can't use it. So there's no reason Mishmeres Trumos. When do you say no? But since on the level of the rice it's Tahar, so you're not allowed to burn it because the burning it, the Sreifa, will be a violation of Mishmeres Trumos. This gives us Shvera Teretz. The Mikdash David talks about it. So it's a topic that's still under discussion. It's not yet been fully researched.
What's the Hasbro in the Reed, the logic of the Reed, that if it makes Eitzim, because of Chibus HaKadosh and Tarechos, but if it's any Yachal HaKadosh and Tarechos, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a shaila. What's the halacha of Eichel Reb Shimon's din that we don't hold like the Chlam? I mean, we're spending all this time on Reb Shimon's Shita, but we don't hold like Reb Shimon. Eichel Shiat Yachal HaKadosh. What kind of a din is that? So Pashab Shabbi would have said, it's not called Eichel. It's not called Eichel. Reb Shimon holds. If the Eichel is Huchshel LeKabel Tumen, then it's MeKabel Tumen. So he learns, Eichel HaShei Yochel, if it's also Bano, it's not called Eichel. So Tosis says that's not the Pshat. If something is not called Eichel, let's say Eitzim HaLevayna is not Roi L'Achil HaSodom. Or if you have an apple that was never rinsed off with water. So then I say that's not called the Shem Eichel. So whenever the issue is that it's not called the Shem Eichel, so that's the halach of Chibus HaKadosh that takes over. Since it's Lach Mishal Mizbeah, it's Lach Mishal Ishim, so that's called the Oichel. But if it's Ochel Shi'ati Ochel Lahach Lachem, if it's Yisuri Hanoah, the Tosis learns not the Pshat is that if it's Yisuri Hanoah, it's Laksa Shem Ochel. I would have said it Laksa Shem Ochel. Ochel Shi'ati Ochel Lachem doesn't call it Ochel. So he says, no, Ochel it is. The thing is right, Lachil Asad. It's a new twist. It's a new Tanai. It's a new condition. Not that it's a Tanai in endowing a Shem Ochel. No. If it would be a Tanai in giving in a Shem Ochel, the Chibas HaKodesh should be able to solve that problem. So Tosis claims, based on Gemara, is that Ochel Shi'ati Ochel Lach Lachem is a different din. It's a different verb. It's a new halacha that is not mekabel to him. I don't know. The Pashtus is not so. What else Tosis has in the big Tosis? A lot of they discuss a lot of topics here. One of the topics they discuss is there is a famous machlokes in Shas in quite a few places. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnayis tell us that Oichel Poches Mikideitza is Mekabel Tuma, but it can't transmit Tuma to something else. If you have Oichel Poches Mikideitza that was Nitmo, so it cannot transmit Tuma to some other thing, to a Mashke. So Rashi Shita is that Oichel, that Rashi Shita is that that's all their eyes. All these dinam are their eyes, what we just said. Poches mikabeitzim is a kabel tumah, is a din min haTorah, and l'tamei acher has to have a kabeitz. Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi, and he says if he can't transmit the tumah l'acher, that shows that the whole tumah is only in the rabbanah. Oichel is only mikabel tumah in the first place if you have a kabeitz. Poches mikabeitz is not mikabel tumah. So Rashi and Chulin adaf pei aleph asks a kasha, and Rashi and Parem bring the kasha. All of a sudden switches, and he thinks like the Rabbi Natam. In order to answer his kasha, he says like the Rabbi Natam. So Tosis points it out. That Khan Chazabo Rashi from the Shito all over Shas. Tosis points it out, yeah. Nirisha Chazabo, the line begins, it's about six, 7 lines into the Tosis, the big Tosis. It begins with the word Shechazabo Mishitoso. Rashi backed out from his Shito all over Shas. Shari Ragala Farsh B'chom Mokam in a few places in Shas. The Ochel Pachas Mikbeitz Mekabu Tuminatar. Rashi writes beferish over here like the Rabbi in the Tam. The poches mikabeitz oichelim is not mekabel tumah min haTorah. It's only mekabel tumah min the Rabbanan, and that's the reason why it's not metam yachir. One of the rayas that the Tosis brings against Rashi that oichel poches mikabeitz is not mekabel tumah min haTorah at all. Tosis has a lot of rise against Rashi. That is not mekabel tumah min haTorah. Tosis interprets Rabbi Natam interprets a lot of Gemaras. Gemara Nazir, Gemara Shabbos. Gemara is all over the place. That Tosis Rabbi Natam interprets based on his sheet, and Rashi interprets all the Gemaras differently. So Tosis asks one of the men, so Tosis and Chulin also in the second parak and Chulin. So Tosis has in the second parak and Chulin, Tosis asks Akasha against Rashi from a Sifra. That there is a din that if a Kli is mekabel tumah, then it you can either be toivel in a mikveh if it's a wooden kli or a metal kli, and if it's a kli cheres has kabbalah stuma, but it has no tara b'mikveh. So kli cheres has the only way to make a tohor is shvira. If you smash it to little pieces, it's no longer roi le kli, no longer has any shtamshis as a kli. So the shvira is metar. Shvira is metar kli eitz. Also, shvira is metar kli matech is also. But which meshugana should do it? Why should anybody want to smash it? If you can be toivel it in the mikveh, but there's going to be a difference. If you toivel it in the mikveh, then it needs higher shemesh. Let's say you want to put in truma in the kli. You want to put in truma on kachin. So if you toivel the kli mateches or the kli eitz in the mikveh, so it's tahor from ma'aseh sheni purposes, but it's a tvul yom. The kli is a tvul yom. So if you're going to put truma or kachim on it, the truma of the kachim will become nifsal. You have to wait till Harav Shemesh. What if a person is in a rush? He has a kli that's tamei. The Gemara tells a story in Masechus Shabbos in the first parak that Hileni Hamalka was going to serve a big banquet, and they were going to serve the truma to the kanim, a kachim or something. And they had kli mateches. So if there'll be toivel in the mikveh, it'll still need Harav Shemesh. The kelim will be a tulyom. She didn't want it to be tulyom, so she got experts to smash every single kli, then to glue it back together again, to solder it back together again, in such a way that you couldn't see the crack. So that's so if you smash the kli, so it's no longer a kli, so it doesn't have any tumah at all, so you don't need any harav shemesh, so you gain by that. So after that incident, when Hileni Hamalka did this trick, Alpiala. Her husband was crazy. She was a little, she was the sister of Shemim and Sheta, but she was married to a Meshugana. She was Yanai, so Yanai was crazy. She was also a little nutty. But she was very medakta kantuma vetara. So after that incident, so the Rabbanim said this is not a good idea. So they made a gzera, the Rabbanim, tumi yishana. That if anybody ever did that, if you had a kli mateches that was tamei, and then you smashed it, and then you started it back together again, so with the Rabbanim we declared that the tumah comes back. On the level of the rice, there is no such thing. How can the tumah come back? Yesh meyayin, out of thin air. How can the tumah? The tumah flew away already. You smashed the kli. So they were going with the Rabbanim because not everybody, Eleni Amalka, had unlimited funds. She can mint the coins. She's the queen. So she has a credit card that's good for billions of dollars. So she can crack all the kli mateches and glue and solder them back together again. A plain balabaz doesn't have so much money, so they're not going to crack it. They'll break it a little bit on the corner. That's not called shviras kli cheres. That's not called shviras kelim. So there's a din of shviras kli is matar. The pasuk in Chumash only has shviras kelim is matar by kli cheres. But who are the nami? Which meshugana would want to do it by kli mateches? But over here there was a reason why. Because she wanted to save herself the higher shemesh. So the Sifroa says, Yochal Havamina, one will think that just like Shviras HaKelim is Metar Kelim, maybe Shvira is Metar by Ochlim also. Let's say you had a big chocolate cake was Mekabel Tuma, a big steak was Mekabel Tuma. So you take a knife and a fork and you cut it in half, and poof, the Tuma disappears. Just like Shviras Metar Kelim, so maybe Shviras Metar Ochlim also. So the Sifroa learns that from a pasuk that Shvira is not Metar Ochlim. So Tosfos says, what could be the Havamina? Shvira is metar kelim. Only if you have a big kli, you chip off a little bit in the corner, that's not called shvira. Shvira means he cracked it in such a way that it doesn't have a shame kli. It doesn't have a shame kli, so it can't retain the tumah either. How are you going to take ochlam? You take a cake or a steak and you cut it in half, it's still a roi lachila. You cut that in half, it's still a roi lachila. Oh, so it must be you cut it in half. You cut it so tiny that it's less than a kibetza. There must be a minimum size for food. That less than that size is not a kaptum. What could the size? But we're going to say kazayis. There's no mocker there. What's the minimum size oichel that you need in order to be a kaptum? There's no mishnah. Never says anywhere you need a kazayis, need a kegregris, need a kadasha. The only size you find when you get to kabbalas tumah by food is kibetza. But that's not going to get to kabbalas tumah. That's going to get to l'tamei acherim. So the rabbi in Tam says no. It must be that minatayr of pachas b'kibetza oichel is not a kaptum at all. So that was the havamina of the Sifroi. If he had a kibetza, have a hard-boiled egg. And Adam tummy touches it, he makes a tummy. So Yochel, if he cut it in half, that's less than a kibetza. Just like if it would have been less than a kibetza, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah in the first place. Minatayra. So if it was a kibetza and it was mekabel tumah, if he cut it in half, the tumah should disappear. So Talmud Lomar Pasik, that Shvira doesn't metaher oichlim. But if you're going to learn like Rashi, that there's no minimum on the level of the rice, there's no minimum size that you need in order for Echlam to be Mekabel Tumah. So what could be the Havamin in the Sifroa? That Shvira should be Metai Echlam. Shvira by Kelim is Ice Kli. Shvira by Echlam is still Mekabel Tumah.
It's a sort of Kizayis. That's a Hashem Achilu. That's a Hashem Achilu. You eat something, it's not a Hashem Achilu.
So there should be a Mishnah that says somewhere that Oichel Pachas Mikabeitz is not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. Rashi says not so. Rashi says even a Mashu Oichel is Mekabel Tumah. You don't have any Mishnah that says any Shia. The only Shia you have, minimum Shia, is Kibetza L'Tami Acherim. You don't have a Shia Kadasha, any Shia less than a Kibetza. Kadasha, Kigregris, you don't have any Shia smaller. So the only Shia you have is Kibetza. So, but Rashi holds less than a kibetz is makabel tumah in atara. So what's the havmina that if you cut in half? So it's a raif and the sifra that pachas mikibetz is not makabel tumah in atara. So that's why the sifra had a havmina. If it had a kibetz and it wasn't makabel tumah, then you cut it in half. So I would have thought that the tumah parachas mimen, the tumah should disappear. Tamalayma know that the din of shvira is metayer only applies to kelim and it doesn't apply to eichlam. So that's what the Chidush Aran there, at the end of the second parak in Chulam, comes to defend Rashi. He says, no, the Olam Rashi is right. The Pachas Mikabetz is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. There's no minimum size for Eichlam in order that even a Mashu of Eichel, if it's right, Lachit the Sodom is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. But I would have still thought that there's a din of Shvira. Why? Because Shvira by Kalim, he says, you misunderstood the whole Yisayid Adin of Shvira. We always learn Pashab Shat until you get to this run. That was not pasha b'had shvir means like this. It was before it was a kli. It's roy lekabel tuma. It's roy to retain the tuma. Once you smash it, it's not a kli. If it's not a kli, so it's neither roy lekabel tuma nor is it roy to retain any tuma. If it's not a kli, it can't retain tuma. So the Ran says no, that's not the pshat. It's like shock treatment. When you smash the kli, not that it doesn't have a shame kli and can't retain tuma. You smash the kli, so it's all shaken up, so the tumah disappears. Doesn't have to be now a chepta, that's not makabel tumah. So he says, I would have thought, Hamin, if you take koichal and you smash it in half, it suffered this shock. Even though this size that it is now, it could be makabel tumah. It's a din shvira. Shvira is mitar. Shvira is not mitar because now that I smashed the kli, it doesn't have a shame kli, and just like it doesn't have a shame kli, it can't be makabel tumah, it can't retain tumah. Even if it could be makabel tumah. Shvir is matar because it's like shaktri. It's a funny half a minute. So I would have thought that shvir is matar rechlam also, even though less than a kezayis or less than a kebetz, is also a kabel tumah. So that's what I need a pasuk. That is what he writes to defend Rashi Shita. The Chiddush Haran writes to defend Rashi Shita. All right, it's interesting. So that's one interesting line in this Tosfos. They point out that the Rashi Chulin Daf Pei Aleph, when he gets involved in it, Rashi has takasha. Usually that's for Tosfos to ask kasha. Rashi usually doesn't ask any kasha. Rashi has takasha and gives the whole teretz. So Rashi, in giving the teretz, kan chos ba mishitos shes regular parish ba och parish mi beis ma kabel tumen ater. Appears led yed lema kabel tumen ater. It's only mid the rabban. Okay. Then Tosfos Derech Agav quotes, there is a din that if you shech the treifa, it's a shechit to shein ruya. It's also ba'achila, but it's mitar midein avela. If you shech the treifa, it's no longer, if a treifa dies a natural death, it's nevela, so it'll have a tumas nevela. But if the sheichet shechts it, so the shechit is good to be mitar midei nevela. Let's say he knows in advance that this animal has a broken leg in such a way that the whole animal is a treifa. Nonetheless, he shechts in it, and he knows in advance. In fact, Rashi's opinion is, Allah HaLamayis, Rashi holds that you say a bracha when you shech the treifa, even though you know in advance that it's a treifa and you won't be able to eat it, it's going to be asam arila. But since it's mitar midei nevela, you say a bracha. We don't pass them like that. The Simon Yudes in Yeridaya, the assumption is not like Rashi. On the page in Yeridaya, the Nosei Kalim point out that there's a Chuvas Rashi. Rashi also do say a bracha. We assume, no, you only say a bracha. Allah Shechita, Shekir Sham Sarsana, Allah Shechita, you only recite that bracha if you think in advance that it's going to turn out to be a kosher animal. Rob Behemis Aksheris. So we say a bracha. Yeah. But if you know in advance that it's questionable, so you already can't say a bracha. Then it's a discussion, what do? So you shech the animal, then you check and you see that it's not a treifa. Can you say a bracha lachar asiyosim? So that's a machlik, is the Ramam and Erzaruah. It's a long shach and simon you test. The Ramam's opinion is, you can never say a bracha lachar asiyosim. All the brachas must be recited over asiyosim. Masha nasa kvar nasa. Farfam, you did the mitzvah, you didn't say a bracha, you lost your chance. So the Ramah paskins, not so. The Ramah paskins like the Erzaruah, that you can't say a bracha lachar asiyosim. It doesn't mean you can say a bracha tomorrow. It means that he shechts the animal, he checks it right away and sees that it's not a treifa. So you should say the bracha right away, not an hour later. It means immediately after doing the shechita. Soon after you can say the bracha. So here there's a machleike satanaim, malike by ofos kochim is considered malikasa zuli shechitasai. Malika is done with the etzba shalakoin. If you do malika with a knife, it's possible. If you do shchita with a fingernail, it's possible because it's called mechuba. That's the Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah says kasha b'malika possible b'shchita, kasha b'shchita possible b'malika. Shchita must be done with a sakin that's tolush, and malika must be done dafke the etzba shalakoin. So the Gemara asked the question, how can it, let's say there are two korbanos in Oph, the oilos Oph and chatos Oph, that's all. There's no shlamim and there's no korban pesach and all the other korbanos don't exist. There's only oilos Oph and chatos Oph. Oilos Oph, the whole thing is burnt. There's nothing to discuss. Chatos Oph, there's a little bit of chicken flesh there. It's not a chicken. It's Torah Mebnei Yoina that the Kohanim are going to eat. So the Shadu, what do you mean the Kohanim are going to eat? It's Tach Nevel. How can they eat it? Malikasa zui shchitasa, that's for the avodah of the karbanis, it's kosher. The malika substitutes for the first avodah. You have shchita kabbalah halach azrika, so the malika is the shchita. But how can the kohanim eat it? So the Gemara said, that's okay. Malikasa zui shchitasa, he's permitted to eat it. Under the circumstances, he's permitted to eat it. So how far does that go? If you say malikasa zui shchitasa, what if you do malika on an oif, on a chatas oif or another soif, and then it turns out that that oif was a treifa. If you would have done shchita on a behemah of a oif, and it turns out shalchulin, you do shchita on a behemah or an oif shalchulin, and it turns out that the animal is a treifa, so we say shchita's treifa is mitar midein avela. What if you did malika on an oif shalkotchi, either oil soif or chatas soif, and it turns out that the oif happens to be a treifa? Do you say that the malika is matar medein avela, or do you say no? This chiddush din that malika is zui shchitasoy. The malika can substitute for the shchita, and it's even malika is zui shchitasoy to permit the kohanim to eat the basar of the chatas oif. That's only if it's done. Everything is done properly. If it turns out the oif is going to be kshera, but if it's going to be a malika and an oif treifa, then you should say it's not matar medein avela. So Tosfos quotes, this happens to be a machlokes hatanaim, Rab Meir and a Chacham. And they quote a Gemara, which Rabbi Kivega says, in our Gemara it doesn't exist. It says on the side, on the margin also, La Nimtza Shom. Tosfos quotes a Gemara, not only La Nimtza Shom, but La Nimtza B'Shum Akum. It's not just that it doesn't say. We have a Gemara that does discuss a little bit what Tosfos is saying, but the Girsa that we have is totally different from what Tosfos says. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Behechreach, the Tosfos Hoyle Ham Girsa Acherasham. Tosfos clearly had a different Girsa from the way we have. So the Gemara that they're quoting, but this even without Tosfos Girsa, this, there are other Gemaras like this. The Gemara does quote in a few places, there is a Machlekes Hameir and a Chachamim. Happens that one part of this is only Tosfos Girsa, we don't have. But this part everybody has. There's a Machlekes Hameir and a Chachamim, whether Malika is Metair, Medeina Vela, if it turns out that the Chata Saif or the Yola Saif is a treifa. So that's a machlokes satana. Then Tosfos quotes a din from Nida Daf Nun Aleph. That's the main theme of the Tosfos. Tosfos quotes a din that if you have oichlim that is soif on the tamei tumah chamura, they can already be metamei oichlim amashkim achirim. What does that mean? What do you mean, sofer the tam tumah chamura? So the Gemara says, with respect to nivlas oif tohar, there's a special din that the shiratzim ametame only shmeina shiratzim. Shiratzim don't mean little insects or bugs. Shmeina shiratzim are rodents, are big animals. Achbor, a dead mouse. So what's a din? A dead mouse is metame bemaga. A kain is permitted to be mitami to a dead mouse. They had an asik in high school when they cut up dead mice, when they dissected. So shaila whether anyone's allowed to do it. Maybe it's tabal chaim. They're not all interested in going into medicine. So what's the heter to kill all these mice and to torture them for nothing? That's a different question. But the question on the hand is a kain permitted to be mitami to a dead mouse? And the answer is yes, it's permissible. Kain is only forbidden to be mitami to a meis odom. He's permitted to be metame to nivlas behema chayv yoif. There's a chuvas hagoinim where they write that a kain is muzer on tumas nivlas behema. So Rav Soloveitchik told us that Professor Shaul Lieberman once met him at a bris and he asked him, "What do you say to this chuvas hagoinim?" He said, "He made a mistake. What do you want? The goinim made a mistake." He said, "My grandfather Rav Chaim knew how to learn better than most of these goinim, and this one who wrote this chuvah wasn't Rav Haigoin, wasn't Rav Sherry Goin, wasn't Rav Sadi Goin, was one of the lesser." The goin meant the fundraiser for the yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva's goin. The name of the yeshiva was Goin Yankov. So whoever was the president of the yeshiva had to raise money. So some of them were just fundraisers, and some of them were learners also, in addition to being fundraisers. So the din is in Shulchan Aruch. The din is that a goin is not permitted to be metame to a mace of a human being. That's called a mace, but to an avela is a lot of metame. So there's a din, a sheretz, one of the shmona shvatzim. Only shvatzim are metame, shmona shvatzim are murim batera. So they're metame only b'maga. If you're wearing gloves, so the thing is in a wrapper, let's say you have a dead mouse that's caught on a trap, and I pick up the trap like this, and I throw the mouse out. So that's masa, but that's not maga, as long as I'm not touching the dead mouse. So it's not metamimi. Then there's a din that nivlas behema v'chaya. If an animal dies, let's say the meat in the AMP was never geshochten properly, so that's nivlas behema. Or if you have nivlas chay, so that's metami not only b'maga, that's metami even b'masa. Even if you're wearing gloves, even if it's wrapped around, the package of nivela meat is wrapped around, so there's no maga at all, but there's still masa. So nivlas behema is metami b'maga b'masa. Then adam, is mitami b'maga b'masu ubi ohel. And they say akum is a machlokes satanoim and a machlokes la'alocha, whether they're mitami ba'ohel. But even if they're not mitami ba'ohel, but mitami shiva, if you let's say you do maga on a mace odom, whether it's a Jewish mace or a Goyish mace, everybody agrees, it's mitami 7 days. It's mitami to mashiva. No one says that a mace akum is mamish the same as nidlos ba'ema. It's only mitami 1 day, go to the mikvah the same day. Everyone agrees, you need hazosh nishu shvi. A meis akum is metame b'mago shiva yomim, and you need hazosh lishi shvi that from the paraduma water in order that the mikveh should be metai later. Hazosh paraduma, hazosh shlishi shvi makes one able to be tovel in the mikveh. People make a mistake; they think once you have hazosh lishi shvi you're tor. No, it says after the hazosh lishi shvi, then erishti you're able to be tovel in the mikveh, and then you become tor. So a meis akum is also metame more than a nivlas behema. So then the Gemara has a din. Based on Pesukim and Chumash, a diminator that Nivlas Oif Tomei has no Tuma at all. Has no Tuma at all. Not even Maga. Less than a Sheretz. And Nivlas Oif Tahor, if you have a chicken that they sell in the A&P that never had a proper Shechita, Nivlas Oif Tahor is Mitamei, but only Abes Habliya. It's not Mitamei B'Maga, it's not Mitamei B'Masa, not Mitamei B'Oil. Only if you swallow it. So that's an unusual din. Nivlas Oif Tahor is metame not the mago, not the maso, not the ohel, it's only metame the base of liu. If you swallow kazais of it, it's metame. So let's say I have this chicken from the A&P, the nivlo saif tohor is not metame at all. Nivlo saif tohor from a kosher animal, and it died, never had a proper shechita, is metame a base of liu. So let's say this nivlo saif tohor will touch. Someone will have he's eating this chicken, and he dips the chicken, let's say, into a bottle of orange juice, a container of orange juice, and it touches the orange juice. Will it transmit any tumor to the orange juice? It's going to be a little bit of schmaltz bien. Let's say the schmaltz bien that comes off of the chicken is going to be bottle b'shish. So am I allowed to, let's say, the shayla? Will that orange juice become tummy? That's the shayla. If orange juice is mekabel tumor, machlekes is the Rambam and the Raiva. Is it only zayin mashkin? That a machshel kabel tuma that we recognize them as mashkin that they're mekabel tuma as well, or do you say apple juice and orange juice and so on are also mekabel tuma? That's machlokes. So let's work on the assumption. Okay, let's say water. Let's switch. Let's say water. So you'll take the nivlas of tomei and I'll touch the water. But nivlas of tomei is only metame abeis abli, only when you swallow it. The water is not swallowing the nivlas of tomei. So that's what the Gemara has in nida. Dafnun aleph the tani de bei Rabbi Shmuel. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says, all the Tanaim agree. First, the Gemara thought it's a machlokes Satanaim, whether he subscribed to Tanit Bei Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, they all agree to Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Just arguing on the details of the case. So what's the original din? Ma Zeroyim Shein Sofen the Tam Tum Hamor Tzichem Hechsher. The only time Chibol Mayimah calls there is Zeroy Shein Zareya Tohoru. You have to have Hechsher Mashkim and Zeroyim. Zeroyim means food that grows from the ground. All food. All food has to have hechsher mashkin. You have to rinse it off first. Then it has to have maga hasheretz. If a dover tummy touches it, the tumor will be transmitted. And then once this oichlem, once the zera was hukshel kabel tumah was rinsed off, one of the zayin mashkin, and had maga hasheretz, so then if it's going to touch mashkin, it'll transmit the tumor to the mashkin. So there's an exception to the rules. Zeroyim only need the two, the hechsher mashkin and hechsher maga hasheretz. If it's ain't soif for the tamatuma hamura, Mashena came the nivla soif tahor is the soif for the tamatuma hamura. Since it has the potential, even though the mice and no one's gonna, let's say, no Jewish person is gonna swallow this chicken that wasn't geshachten properly, the nivla soif tahor. But since it has the theoretical potential, soif for the tamatuma hamura does mean ultimately it's gonna be mitami somebody. No, it just means it has the theoretical potential. If a goy swallows, it's not mekabel tuma. Goy is not mekabel any tuma. Till he dies, then he becomes an aviyah vaysatum. He becomes a mace, but he's not mekabel tuma while he's alive. There's a din mid the rabbanon that were goes around akum that they should be treated like a zav, because the tanoim saw that there was a lot of mishka b'zocher like today. There's a lot of mishka b'zocher by the nochem, so they wanted the Jewish children to stay away from the goyish children. So how do you prevent them from playing together? Tell them don't play together because it's going to have a bad influence. The kid is not going to listen. So if you tell him he's metameyu, that's going to be a tircha. The little kid knows, oh, if I'm going to touch a guy, I'm going to have to go to the mikveh before I eat supper because my mother's going to give me whatever, he's a sheni or whatever, he's a kohen, he's going to give tshuma, he's going to have to be tor, wants to visit the Beis HaMikdash, but he's going to touch other people. So that's going to be a big pain in the neck. So they made a din midirabanan in order to prevent the little children from playing with the goyish children. So they made a din midirabanan that a nochri, all the nochrim while alive, have a tumah like a zav. So if you touch him, you become as if he were an avatumah. If you touch him, you become a rishon l'tumah, you're going to have all the consequences. You're going to have to be tovel in the mikveh. So this served as a barrier. This tumah with the rabbanon, Akam have a din like a zav, this served as a barrier. But it doesn't mean that the Akam is mekabel tumah, even with the rabbanon is not mekabel tumah. The goyza din or kezav. Whoever touches him is considered as if he touched the zav. There's a discussion in the Rasha, Mishnah, Zeh Stakasha. A zav is not permitted to enter into the whole harabayis, minatoro. Mishatuma yotzola migufa, zav zav, and nidi aledis, and mitzoro. All five, atuma yotzola migufa, not allowed to enter the whole harabayis. In the Azor, no one's allowed to enter who's tame at all, even tumas maga. But in the harabayis, the only ones who are forbidden to enter are if a tame enters the Azor, yechayv koris. If a tame enters the harabayis, not chayv koris. But it's another area, you get malchus. So the Tameim who are forbidden to enter into the Harabais, Minatoira, Tomei Meis is allowed to go. Tomei Meis, Tomei Sheretz is allowed to go. Only Tumai Yotzola Migufa. So Zav is also Minatoira to enter the whole Harabais. So the Mishnah says in Kalim, in the first parak in Kalim, that the Rabbanan made different boundaries, different borders within the Harabais. On the level of the Rabbais, the whole Harabais is one din. Harabais is a Harabais. The Rabbanan made different levels, so they said from a certain point on, Nochma not allowed to go. They still have the sign that was written in Greek. When you go to the Makam HaMikdash near the Harabai, so they still show you the sign that's written in Greek for those who know how to read Greek. So they polished it up. The sign says that the Nochri is not allowed to go past this point. So the Rash is bothered with Akasha if the Nochri with the Rabban is Dinu Kizav, Azav shouldn't be allowed to go on the whole Harabai. Why do they only say the inner parts of the Harabai and the outer parts of the Harabai are allowed to go? Azav is us in the whole Harabai. So the Rash works on that kasha. So Achrayim say this teretz. Achrayim say they never said that a nochri is a zav. They said if you touch a nochri, your tummy is if you touch the zav. In order to make a harchok, in order to prevent the Jewish children from playing with the nochrim, they were afraid that they'd get them involved in mishko zocha. So this is the only way. This is the only method to prevent them. So they said it didn't. It's dinik zav, and again, if you'll touch him, he'll be mitamni. But they never said that he's really a zav, even with the rabban. They never said he's a zav. But I'm going to say if a nochri touches food, or a nochri touches clothing, or a nochri touches a person, a Jewish person, then they're all makabel tumah. The food is makabel tumah. The begodim are makabel tumah. We treat him as if he's a zav, and he gets to be mitamayas. But we never really said that he's a zav, and the melee we have to prevent him from entering into the harba is not really a zav. Gemara Nida has this Tanit Bei Reb Shmuel Abraisa that whatever is sofer the Tamei Tumah Hamura, the topic the Gemara is talking about is Nivla Seif Tohar. Nivla Seif Tohar, if an Ochri eats it, he's not Mekabel Tumah. But if a Jew would eat the Nivla Seif Tohar, it would be Metamei. So that's called sofer the Tamei Tumah Hamura. It does mean ultimately it's Aymei Lekaf, not Aymei Lekaf. It means if you have such a thing that has the theoretical potential, that Tumah Hamura means Metamei Odom. Tumah Hamura means Metamei Odom Ekelem. Tumakala is metami ochlam mamashkim. The Gemara has in the first daf in Bava Kama. What's the difference between an av and a tol to be negiyah to tuma? The Gemara says dilu av metame odem ekelam ochlam mamashkim. An av can be metame all four, and a tol that can only be metame ochlam mamashkim cannot be metame odem ekelam. That's the first daf in Bava Kama. So the din is that nivla saif tohar is only metame abeis avliya when a Jewish person swallows it. But nonetheless, if it touches Ochel Mamashkim, it will make them Tomei. How are you talking, but no one's swallowing it? The answer is, that's a drasha from the Pasuk. Whatever is for the Tamei Tumah Hamura, it can already be Metamei Ochel Mamashkim now. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha. What is the relevance of saying that the Pora Aduma, the flesh of the Pora Aduma, is Mekabel Tumah Sochlem, Amai Nafkamina? The Stamei the Nafkamina is that if I have the flesh of the Pora Aduma is all Tahar. Paraduma is tar, but it's mekabel tumah soichlin. If an adam tamei will touch it, the flesh of the paraduma will become tamei, and therefore if the flesh of the paraduma will not touch mashkim or touch oichlin, so it will transmit the tumah. How much tumah can it already have? The din is that the Eichlam and Mashkin don't have tahara b'mikveh. The only thing that has tahara b'mikveh is Adam and Kelim. Some Kelim don't have tahara b'mikveh. Kli Cheres don't have tahara b'mikveh, but Kli Matechas and Kli Eitz have tahara b'mikveh. So Gemara says on the Leah's Daf in Erevin, Kol Shein lo tahara b'mikveh, namely Eichlam and Mashkin and Kli Cheres, Ein anasa av hatuma, can never become an av hatuma. How does one become an av hatuma? If you're in contact with an avi avos hatuma, a mace is the only thing in the whole wide world that's an avi avos hatuma. So if you have a dead body, we call that avi avos hatuma. So whoever comes in contact with a mace, either maga masa ohel, see, he becomes an av hatuma. But what if, let's say, you have an oil mace, and in the oil mace you have kelim mikelim shenim, you have kli cheres, you have kli matechas, you have kli eitz, the kli eitz and the kli matechas, which have tar b'mikveh, will become an av hatuma. The kli cheres, which don't have tar b'mikveh, the yochel mamashkin, which don't have tar b'mikveh, cannot become an av hatuma. Usually, avi avos transmits tuma, so it goes down one madrega, so the modest makabel tuma becomes an av hatuma. But the yochel mamashkin, the kli cheres, and the oil ameis, they only become a rishon l'tuma. They can't become an av hatuma. See here, let's say the por aduma. Parduma is flesh, so it can't become an av hatuma. The maximum it can become is the rishon l'tuma. So the bisar paraduma is makabel tuma soichlim. If an adam tummy will touch it, doesn't matter. It can only become tummy to the extent of a rishon l'tuma. So if this paraduma flesh will touch mashkim, it'll transmit the tuma and make that into a sheni the tuma. The paraduma flesh is a rishon l'tuma and make that into a sheni the tuma. So Rashi, effect Akasha, what do you need that the paradume, hoel v'hoesel shas akosher, whole story with the pee, what do you need the whole chat gadya for, according to Reb Shimon? Why don't you just say, kol ha-mesaskim, it says all of those, asorif is ha-parah, yichab is begodav, v'hoesel is eifar ha-parah, yichab is begodav. Paradume can cause people to become tamid. So that's sofer l'tamid tuma chamur, whatever sofer l'tamid tuma chamur, is already mitamid tuma kala now? Since it has since later, the paraduma has the potential of being mitamei people. That's called sofer l'tamei tuma chamur. Who is it mitamei? Kol ha'oskim me'mapara. Oisef ha'seif ha'para. Sarif ha'sapara. Is mitamei. So the meilu should be mitamei da'ochlim right now. Should already be mitamei tuma so'ochlim. If it touches a mashke, it should make the mashke into a sheni. It should be loigora from a nivlo seif tor. That it's sofer l'tamei tuma chamur. So that's Rashi's kash in chulin daf pe'al. That Tesis is working on. This all Tesis is working on answering that kasha. So some Balei HaTesis suggested a teretz. So for the Tamatu Mahamur only makes sense by Nivlo Seif Tohar. Nivlo Seif Tohar is Mitame transmits Tuma. Nivlo Seif Tohar is an Ava Tuma. And it transmits Tuma. But sometimes it transmits Tuma by Mago only. Let's say by the Shemana Shrotzim, it's only Mitame by Mago. And if you have niblos behema v'chai, it's metami b'mago u'b'masa. And if you have a meis adam, it's metami b'mago u'b'masa u'b'ohel. That's three ways to transmit tumah. Niblos seif tohar only has one way, it's tummy, but only has one way to transmit tumah to someone else. Just like niblos behema is tummy. And niblos sheretz, a dead sheretz is tummy. And a meis adam is tummy. So the niblos seif tohar also contains tumah within it. Which method does it have to transmit tumah? Neither maga nor masa nor ohol only has bebesabli, only if you swallow it. And that's a diun in achrayim. What kind of a din is that? Is that maga? Is that masa? What kind of a funny din is that? It's only mitame bebesabli. But I'll call panim. That's called sofer l'tamei tuma chamura. The nivla seif tame contains a level of tumah and has a way to transmit it to a person, namely de achila. Masheini ken paraduma has tumah. Paraduma is tahor. It doesn't have any tumah. So for the tamei tuma chamur, it's like zeres hakosav. How is kimim apara? They are tamei. It's not that the paraduma was mitamei them. If something is tamei, I touch it, so the tumah is transmitted from the dove tamei to me. Sometimes it's transmitted by maga only. Sometimes it's maga over masa. Sometimes maga masa by oil. Sometimes only by beis ablir. There are four methods, four different ways, four different madrigas. But paraduma, it doesn't have tumah that's being transmitted to someone else. Chalila, paraduma is al tor, it's kedusha, tar, everything is kadosh. Paraduma is a different kind. Hoiskim ma'parad, there's a posik, yechavis begodav, they become tom. And in fact, this is quotes the lashon from the Mishnah in Parah. Hey, matzma me'ena mitamim begodav. Here, Parah, perikhes Mishnah Gimel, around eight lines into the Tesis, where it says in parentheses, perikhes Mishnah Gimel and Parah. Asarif Parah uparim, the one who burns. The paraduma, the one of birds, paramanis rafim, the one of hamshalech asor la azazel, So the people who do it, the Sarif has Hapora, or the Meshalech has Hasar, they are Tomei, and the Begodim that they wear are Tomei. They're Metame Begodim. However, the Hei Maximum, but the Parah Aduma itself, or the Parah Manasarafim themselves, or the Sarif Meshalech itself, is any Metame Begodim. If it'll touch a Begin, it's not Metame. It's not that Parah Aduma contains Tume, and a Sarif has Hapora, like it catch a contagious disease. So the other guy is sick, and I get the disease from him. Parduma is not disease. It doesn't have kedusha v'tahara. Has no tumor within it. It's a din. Asarif es hapar becomes tameh. So that's what the Mishnah writes. There, the one who burns the paraduma metameh begadim. He's tameh the begadim that he wears a tameh. The heimatzman the paraduma itself, or the prime minister of himself, zainim tamgam. Harei zaimer. This is a funny case. Metamecha lo timuni. The paraduma cannot be metameh me. V'atemei sani. But you, the asarif es hapara. The service apar is metame begodim. The paradum itself is not metame begodim. So some balei tesis wanted to answer that that's not called so for the tamei tuma chamur. So for the tamei tuma chamur, geit nairon, it only applies to nivla saftar. Nivla saftar contains a degree of tuma within it, and only transmits the tuma alidei beis ablia. Masheni ken paraduma doesn't contain tuma that's transmitted. It's not that it's transmitting tuma. It's a din of saraf esapar. So Taisus shows from the Gemara that teretz is wrong. Rashi has this kasha and chulin daf peyala. What do you need the whole tesefta? What do you have to hold? Work so hard over here. Parah metame tuma. So hal v'hoysel lo shas hakosher. Amar ishlokish, the whole story. Parah niptas agabi marachos. A whole chad gadya. While it's alive, it doesn't have a shem echol. And if you shechted it, osa b'hano. Yisur hano usually zorchel shiati ochel lahach lacherim. But since it has a potential opinion, according to Rav Shimon, it still has a potential opinion, so therefore it's all b'hoysel lo shas hakosher. So it's still makabel tumah, even after you do the hazoas adam necha pesach al moed, because hoysel lo shas hakosher. So Rashi asks, what do you need the whole story for? Say pashit. The paraduma is so for the tamah tumah chamura. So Tosfos suggests that the test teretz chalila v'chalila. That's not so for the tamah tumah chamura. Nivlas eftar contains tumah, so for the tamah tumah chamura. The beis ablia. Paraduma doesn't contain any tumah. So Tosfos says it's an interesting chilek, but it's not true. They quote, it's an ofeni gemara of the Ferishi gemara here in Tvulyam. Tvulyam is the end of Zvachim, Daf Kufay, where it says that 20 lines into the Tosfos, where it says in parentheses, Daf Kufay. There's a machlokes hatanoim there. The Tosfos says if you put together the tanoim and you look in the Tosefta, there are three shitas. Reb Shimon is the middle shita, Reb Meir is one extreme, and the Chacham are the other extreme. Three shitas here. Tan Rabban Asarif HaPora Porim, you burn the Paraduma, you burn the Porim HaNisrafim. There's a difference. Reb Shimon's going to say a difference. Paraduma is not Kochim Izbeach, so it doesn't have to have a mum to be paid them. While it's alive, it doesn't have a Shem Mechel, it can't be Mekabel Tuma. But after it's dead, since it lends itself to Pidyon up until the time of Hazor Nechach Pesach Ol Moed, so therefore, Paraduma has a Shem Mechel. Pariman Israfim are Kedushas Mizbeach. Kachem Mizbeach. They don't have any Pidyon unless they get a mum. They didn't get any mum. Ashech, the Pariman Israfim. What are the Pariman Israfim? On Yom Kippur. The Parbisoyer Shel Yom Kippur. On the Israfim. Nobody eats it. The Kohanim don't eat it. The Israelim don't eat it. So those are Pariman Israfim. So Parman Israfim are Korbanis, Kedushat HaGuf. Kedushat HaGuf only has pidyon if it gets a mum. It has to get a mum while it's alive. After you shecht it, it's dead. There's no pidyon. So Reb Shimon is going to make a distinction. These Tanoim don't distinguish. So Asar for Safar, Parman Shalech is Hasar, the Tamib got the Heimatzman. What about the Paraduma itself? Forget about the Sarif as Hapar. What about the Paraduma itself? And what about the Sarim Shalech itself? Ein a Metamib Godim, and a Metamib Ochel HaMashke. Fine. Ochel HaMashke, yes. Why? Because so for the Tamatum HaMura. Since the Oisif es HaPara and the Sarif es HaPara, Mishalech es HaSar, they're going to become Tamei, so that's called so for the Tamatum HaMura. So Rameir is beferish against that Teretz that some of the Baalei HaTaisis suggested. The Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim Amim, Para u'para mitamitum HaSarich HaMashkin, Avalo Sarim Mishalech Nei Shehu Chai. What do you mean, Nei Shehu Chai? They say, what do you mean? How can you say that on a live animal? Just like Tosfos quoted before, the last line in the previous Tosfos. They quoted from Chulin, Dafayin, Ham, and Aleph. That's a different machlek. It's not the same, but it's related. There was a machlek by Ben Piku and Dogim. But Piku and Dogim don't need any shechita. You can walk over and eat the fish the way it is now. You can walk over and eat the bempeku. You can bite into the bempeku the way it is now. Maybe it's bal tashachzu, says the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's tzab bal chayim, a different issue. But as far as kashrus is concerned, so there's no issue. So Rabbi Yosef clearly holds that shayim mekabel tuma. The bempeku and the dogma is already mekabel tuma. We don't accept his opinion. The overwhelming majority of Tanaim hold chiyusa metarosim. So a similar din over here. The Chachamim, the Reb Meir, also masking with Reb Meir, that the din of Sofa the Tamatum Chamura does apply to the Paraduma, to the Paramanistrofim, to the Sorim Mishtaleach, just like Rashi's Kasha in Chulin Daf Peyala. Rashi's Kasha is based on this Gemara Chulin Daf Kufei, that there is such a din of Sofa the Tamatum Chamura. So the Gemara says, Uparich, the next line in the text, Bishleim Reb Meir, is Kiritam the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Mazraim Sofa the Tamatum Chamura. We understand, but the Rabbanon, why do they distinguish between Sorim Mishtaleach on the one hand, as opposed to the Paradum and the Paraman, it's Rav Mele Rabbanu, Manam Shachtig Marias. Is Lutan Beir Rabbi Shmuel Fil Sarim Shtalech Nam Bivileis Lo? They don't hold from the din of Sofer the Tam Tum Hamur. It's the Par Paramin, are they? Mishani, no. What's the Teretz? So the Teretz is unclear in the Gemara. So Tosis interprets Pirish. Gemara says Umishani Etzich Mechshetum Makamacha. What does that mean? Pirish. So Tosfos says what it means is that live animals are exception to the rule. Just, it doesn't really say that in the Gemara. That's Tosfos' interpretation and this line in Chulin Daf Kufei. So Tosfos says just like it says in Chulin Daf Ayinhei, that we paskin like the overwhelming majority of the Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Yosef Glili. Chiyusim mitaharosim. So the same over here. You can't say an Isor HaMishtalech while it's alive. It's still walking around. So HaMishtalech is alive. The Par Adum and the Par Manistrof are dead already. You're talking Lach HaShchit. So lach hashchit on a piece of flesh, that you can say so for the tamatum chamur. But on a live sorry mishtaleach pirish, Tosfos interpreted he the high so for the tamatum chamur and zichah shel correct. I will hechsher echel boy, a live animal doesn't have a shame echel at all. So how can you say that it's going to be mitame echel memashk? So Tosfos al kopon and Tosfos proves from that gemara chulin daf kufei that there is a din of so for the tamatum chamur even by paraduma. All the Tanaim agree. So Rashi's kasha is in place. Rashi gefrekt aguta kasha. What is the whole? What do you have to work so hard? What do Rav Shimon have to work so hard? Igmar had such a long tesis. What do we have to work so hard to declare that a paraduma is mekabel tumas echlim, and therefore the paraduma minaf kemina has tumas echlim. It can't be mitami adam the kelim. It's a piece of flesh. It's only a piece of flesh. Ochlim can never become kol shein latar b'mikveh and nasa avatuma. So the maximum it's going to be a rishon latuma. Rishon latuma can be b'tam ochlim mamashkim. It can be b'tam ochlim mamashkim anyway. That's the din of sofer the tam tuma chamura. So what do you need the whole? What do you have to work so hard over here? So that's what Tosfos explains. That was Rashi's kash. So Rashi gave a whole fantastic answer that Tosfos is not so happy about. So Tosfos is suggesting different answers. So one teretz Tosfos suggests is the final teretz that they give. Paraduma, what do you do with a paraduma? Take a live animal, paraduma, you shecht it, then you do hazor nochech pesach al moed, then you burn the whole thing, and you put it in a container. You have to gather together all the issues. You shouldn't fly away. Then you take a bottle of water, Maim Chaim Al Keli, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kukas, the bigger the better. You try to take this bigger jar. You want this ashes from this paraduma to last for 150 years. You want to retire a lot of people. You don't have to throw in so much ashes into a jar that the whole jar of water should be gray. You have one speck of ash in a jar of water. So take a jar, is a gigantic. Take a jar the size of this room and put in one speck of ashes. So it'll last longer. It'll last 250 years. So what's the din if you have a paraduma? And then when you put the speck of ash into the water, then someone is going to be mazeh this way. He's a tohar ala tameh. Someone should be mazeh the water on an adam tameh. Hazor shlishi shvi. Then he'll be able to go to mikveh and become tohar. Al ha'odam ve'ala kelim shohay bo'o. You do hazor shlishi shvi. So Tosfos says, what's the... So Rashi ha'gefrekta kashin chulun daf pei aleph. What do you have to come up with? What do you have to work so hard to explain? That the flesh of the paraduma is mekabel tumah even according to Reb Shimon. My nafkamina that it can transmit to how what level tumor can it be already? Going to be a rishon tumor. It's going to be able to transmit tumor to ochel mamashkim. It can make the ochel mamashkim tamei anyway. It's tachsofa the tamei tumor hamor. The Tosfos says no. What, you missed the point? So for the Talmud Tumah Chamura, the Yochel Mamashkin will be Tumah. No, we want to say the whole Paraduma is possible. The only time this whole story works, that if you burn it and you make it into ashes, and the ashes, you mix the ashes into water, and this and then this water can be Metari, he's Atar Ala Tumah. The whole story only works if the Paraduma was not Mekabel Tumah. So if another Talmud touches a live Paraduma, a live animal is not Mekabel Tumah, there's no problem. You can't even say Chibes HaKodesh on a live animal. That was the previous Tosfos, that's a Dalat Pasha. But after it's geshachten, if the paraduma is mekabel tumah, the whole story is over. You have to throw it out. You can't use it. It's not going to help. You're going to burn it and make it into ashes. Then you're going to mix it into water. The whole thing is not going to work. Whenever it's mekabel tumah, the whole thing is possible. Pashut. That's what Tosfos says. Parah is mekabel tumah seichlim, and therefore it'll be possible to use for the mitzvah. V'nefsel is bekach. That's around the 13 lines from the bottom. Od mefarish ri. Od mefarishri by the box letter vav. Od mefarishri mashim itame al dekabolas tumah min hasheretz. What's the significance? What's the relevance? It's anyway mitame. It's anyway mitame ochlo mamashkim. And more than that, it's not going to be able to be mitame. Say no, nifselas bikach. That's what it means. V'ilav the vav belongs here. V'ilav the hoysel loshasa kosh loysem mekabolas tumah loysem nifselas. Yeah, that's the halacha. If it's mekabel tumah, then it becomes possible. Yeah, it's an important test. This has a lot to say here. So what does it come out? There are three opinions regarding this pora here in Tvul Yom Daf Kufei. What Tos is quoted where it says Daf Kufei. There's machlok zameh nachachamim. Asar para paramim shalechsa. Yeah, the hey matzmam nachamal. The hey matzmam. The word atzmam is in brackets in the Tosis. The hey matzmam. What about the para aduma itself, or the param asar from themselves, or the asar mishalech itself? So Ramei holds this metame ochlam mamashkim. All three, the para aduma, param asar, and asar mishalech, while it's alive, all three are declared as sof of the tamatum chamura. And all three are metame ochel mamashkin. The Chachamim disagree, and they say a live animal is metame ochel mamashkin, like chiyusim metarosim, like in the previous Gemara. The chiyusim metarosim is that it's not mekabel tumah. Here we're not talking mekabel tumah. Here it's a different than here we're talking about sofa the tamah tumah chamura. It doesn't have to be mekabel tumah. But a similar din. It's not dumia to the other case. Sure. If it's that's what Tosfos interprets in the Gemara. Tosfos says pirish, and the Gemara is unclear what the answer is. So Tosfos says pirish. It doesn't apply to live animals. And then the third sheet, then what does Tosfos say? V'hashta pligi, amesav, the mashta sofer tamtum chamur moel chashav achila. Yeah, even by live animal. Abanan sari the parim davke metamir v'leisar mishtalech. Pshim dene moel chashav echol. Pshim in sover. Pshim disagrees. Davke parim hal hoysel shas hakosher. Kriin v'echol shati ochel achla acherim. But the parim manisurafim, the sirim manisurafim, he disagrees. So Reb Shimon is the third shita in this machlek. Reb Shimon says that only par aduma can you say sofer l'tameh tumah chamura because it has a shem oichel, zoichel shati oichel l'hachel achem. But on the others, the parim anisrafim or the sorim mishtaleach, they don't have a shem oichel at all. So the whole din of sofer l'tameh tumah chamura doesn't apply there, only by par aduma. And this is quotes v'chimuchem pein atosefta. The Tosefta quotes Reb Shimon Shita, this Tosefta that our Gemara quotes in the context of the Machlek Zameh Nachachamim. The Rishol Shita is B'dov. Okay. Then Tosis later in the Big Tosis has the discussion whether Chibus HaKodesh by Paradum is the Reis of the Rabban. In the previous Tosis they quote that the Gemara says Chibus HaKodesh applies to Paradum. And here they're not sure whether it's the Reis of the Rabban. And then they say in Afkemina whether it's the Reis of the Rabban, would you be served Truma? Would you be served Kodesh? Okay. There's much more in the Tosfos, but spent enough time. Good. What do you have in Amud Beis? Okay, Ein Zayin Beis. Machlokes Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. Usually you say if you have two dinim and the pasuk one next to the other, you make a hekesh. You assume that there's a connection. If you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim, one next to the other, that's called smuchim. So smuchim is a machlokes hatanaim, and yivam is davei. Whether you dash in smuchim in Kol HaTarukul, you only dash in smuchim in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishneh Torah. Many, many drushes of smuchim, psukim, one next to the other, a Mishneh Torah. But leaving out smuchim, forget about smuchim, If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, then it's a hekesh. Here it says a tvocho o mecharo. So we should really make a hekesh between the two ishlokesh. Says kol sheyeshna b'mechira yeshna b'tvicha, kol sheyeshna b'mechira yeshna b'tvicha. And Rabbi Yochanan somehow disagrees. He also agrees that there is a hekesh, but he uses the hekesh for other halachas. He learns that other dinim. A tvocho kulo. So mechara has to be kulo. When you shecht an animal, the whole animal gets the shechitas chal on the whole animal. So if I'll sell 95% of the animal, I'm not chayt. The Mishnah said, mechara chutz miyechad mimeo shebo. The next Mishnah, 9 chesem and base, says, if I'll sell 99% of the animal, I'm not chayt dala lehei. Why? Because we darshan, ma tvicha kulo, af mechira kulo. Tvicha is behechrech, it's chal on the whole animal. You can't shecht an animal, it should only be chal on part of the animal. So mechira has to be animal. So Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that he darshan the hekish over here. He darshans the hekish for other din. And Rish Lakish all tain is ein hekish lamachza. That's not a problem. Whenever you have a hekish, so we say, you don't only limit the hekish that it only teaches you one din. Ein hekish lamachza, we darshan the hekish all the way. So Rish Lakish, I don't know. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do to that tain ein hekish lamachza? I don't know. You got to know a little more about the Midrash Sotar and the Drashas then. So Rish Lakish tain is over here, if you have a behemoth that's a treifa. And Rav Shimon holds if you shech the treifa, you're not chayiv, because it's shechita shein v'ruya. Is that Mishnah? That was Ayin Amad Aleph. No, that was a long time ago. And Ayin Amad Aleph, Rav Shimon poita b'shnei elo, shechet kulam azara, or shechet b'nimtzis treifa, that's shechita shein v'ruya. So if you shech the shechita shein v'ruya, means also b'achila. Shechet kulam bazar, shechet kulam bazar is also b'ano. But a shechet that limits his treif is only asa b'achilo. So it's asa b'achilo. Reb Shimon holds shechit tishen v'ruya. We don't pass like Reb Shimon, but his shechit is shechit tishen v'ruya. Lav shmo shechit. So what if the ganav stole a shorba seh that happens to be a treifa? So if he shechts it, Reb Shimon's opinion is, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, would say that he wouldn't be chayv dal v'hei. What if he goes and he sells it? Would he be chayv dal v'hei l'shitas Reb Shimon? L'didan is chayv even on tova, but l'shitas Reb Shimon. So that's a machlekes Reb Yechon and Mishlokish within Reb Shimon. What would he say? If Ganav Shorba said that's a treifa umechore, so Rish Lakish comes up with this ein hekesh lamachza. He darshens the pasuk called she'ena b'tvicha, eino b'mechira. Since if you would have done tvicha, you can shech the treifa. It's been time and then available, but you won't be chayv dal rei. So since it's eino b'tvicha, it's eino b'mechira. Or the same over here. Let's say the Ganav sells the behemah. What do you mean? Ain't on a mechad dab shein shaloi. What do you mean? The pasuk chumish. Tvacha mechara. What kind of phony baloney is that? The ganav sells behem is not chal. So there's one opinion in the Gemara earlier that the ganav is only chayv dal v'hei if he sells after yush. Why? Because that's a hana myself. Even though if you would have held that yush alone yush kedias kona, so then shalom taveach shalom machas. So there's no chayv dal v'hei after yush at all. On the assumption that yush kedias is not kona, but yush shini. Yush v'shini v'shus is kona. So if the ganav, so there's one opinion in the Gemara that the ganav is only chayv dal v'hei if he sells after yush, because matvicha hanamaisa when you shecht to the shechit is chal. So to mechira has to be, and the mechira has to be chal. So if only if the ganav sells after yush, then that's the only time the ganav is chayv. We don't pass like that opinion. We pass like chayv bein lifnei yush bein lahayush. One sheet is you only chayv lifnei yush. You can't be chayv lacha yush because yush kedi is kani. So we don't pass in yush kedi is kani. So by us, we're open to the suggestion: is the ganav only chayv dala behei if he sells after yush? So hana maisa, or is he chayv bein lifnei yush bein lacha yush? So we pass in bein lifnei yush bein lacha yush. Doesn't matter whether before or after. You don't need a hana maisa, but there was one amar in the gemara who insisted that you do have to have a hana maisa. The ganav only chayv dala behei if he sells. If he sells after yush, has to be a hanamaisa. So we don't pass him like that. So Rish Lakish says, yeah, but it has to be such an animal that's nitfas in mechira, even though you don't need a hanamaisa. If you sell a behemoth, the ganav sells the behemoth before yush, is a pasha to din, the sale is not valid. But the animal lends itself to sale. If the bailam would sell the animal, now the bailam can't sell either because ain't a bishusa. Okay. Happens that it's ain't a bishusa. Rish Lakish is not worried about that. Rish Lakish holds any b'shus is not a problem. He holds that Balaam can't sell. But that's irrelevant over here, the Rish Lakish Shita. A live animal, Shalchulin, lends itself to Mechira. Under these circumstances, the Ganav will sell a Mompichal. According to Rabbi Yechon, and if the Balaam would sell a Mompichal, Zaini b'shus. But still, a live animal, Shalchulin, normally lends itself to Mechira. So such an animal, you'll be chayiv if you tovach. But what if you have over here, let's say, a behemas kachim? Behemas kachim simply doesn't lend itself to mechira. If you hold that karbanas amama gavaya, samacha losa shlama v'yasa v'leklum, that's the Gemara Masechet. It simply doesn't lend itself to mechira. No one can sell a carbon. So that's why Rish Lakish holds against Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish by time alamka Rabbi Yechanan. Why does Rish Lakish agree with Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan is etzayin the Mishnah that the shchita that he's doing is shchitas kachim, and the shchitas kachim is what's mechayvim the daladei. So Rish Lakish holds it can't be. Once the animal is kodesh already, it doesn't lend itself to mechira. Simply doesn't lend itself. No one can sell it because it's mama gavaya. So you wouldn't be chayv on tficha either. He holds in both in either direction, both directions. Kol she'ena b'tficha ena b'mechira. According to Rav Shimon, that if you shech the treifa, it shechita she'enivu, you're not chayv. So if you sell a treifa, you're not chayv either. That's kol she'ena b'tficha ena b'mechira. And in this direction, he holds if you shech karbonis, it's the karbonis are ena b'mechira. Karbonis don't lend themselves to mechira. Even though we pass in loya hanam ha'isav is also chayv. You sell before you, she's still chayv. It still has to be an animal that's nitfas in mechira. Someone can, theoretically, one would be able to sell such an animal. But if it's a behemas kachim and it's mamma gavoya, it simply doesn't lend itself to mechira, then it doesn't lend itself to tvich either. And we don't paskin like it. We don't accept the Rish Lakish Shishit. We don't like Rabbi Yechanan. That we don't darshan the hekesh when it gave to this day. Okay, we're up to Kilayim, the sugya of Kilayim. Okay.